You are listening to Frank Morano on Talk Radio 107.1 FM. Everywhere I go, all over Long Island, all over New York, the thing that people want to know about is when their kids are going back to school. If they know when their kids are going back to school, the question then becomes about the quality of education these children are getting, either through remote learning or through in-person learning in schools. And whether I talk to teachers, whether I talk to parents, whether I talk to grandparents, or just average everyday people who may not even have any kids but happen to be taxpayers, there's a lot of concern about the kind of education kids are getting these days. And I can't tell you that this is unique to what we've experienced the last 6 months. I feel like the last 15 years or so, there's been, pardon the pun, an epidemic of adults complaining about children coming out of school without any life skills and without any common sense. Well, my guest this morning has been doing whatever he can to remedy that. Bob Wolf is the founder of Hope Skills. He's a college and career skills readiness trainer, and he's made it his life mission to help kids get the common sense that they need to succeed in life and in whether it's the workplace or just in life in general. And he's done a great job in that regard. Bob, thanks for coming in studio this morning. It's great to see you.
Frank, it's my pleasure. I'm delighted to be in Manhattan when it's nice and quiet.
That it is. All right. So you are the founder of Hope Skills, the human interaction knowledge applied skills, right? Yes.
That's the most simplest way to apply the name, because these are the skills that involve dealing with other people, and they're the skills that we use when we take the knowledge that we've gained in our life and we use that knowledge with other people.
So explain how you got into this line of work. I mean, I can understand how people become teachers. I can understand how they become doctors. I can understand how they become coaches. But to become a college and career skills readiness trainer, it's not something you necessarily check off on your aspirational occupation list when you're in school. How did you get into this line of work?
It was by accident, working out with some young college graduates at the gym and having them tell me they could not find interviews. They did not know how to interview, and they said to me, what do I do? So I began to explain some of the things that I did, common sense, that got me through my life. I've had 13 jobs in my career. I've started 3 businesses. I've built 6 or 7 national sales organizations. I've invented and patented a product. And I learned a long time ago, everything in life is all about the people. How do you meet them? How do you gain their support? How do you interact with them on a consistent basis? All kinds of different people. So with these particular graduates, I just explained to them, you've got to go sell yourself. You don't just send out a resume and expect people to get back to you. You have to walk in the door of a business or a school. One particular student wanted to be a college art teacher, and he said to me, Bob, I'm sending out resumes. Nobody's responding. I said, well, what else are you doing? He said, well, what else can I do? I said, well, you can put a suit and tie on, get your Visine and your Banaka, get your portfolio, and walk into the colleges that you'd like to work for and tell them, I'm Chris Coffin, I'd like to work here. He said, I don't know how to do that. I said, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? You're an articulate young man. You're a college graduate. You present yourself very well. So lo and behold, he went and did it, and the first school he went to hired him, and he was shocked. And I said to my wife, I said, this is silly. We're talking to college graduates at the club, and they don't know the first thing about how to get into the real world. So I began asking them what kind of courses they took. Did they take courses in presentation skills and selling skills and interpersonal skills? And they all said, no. No. So I said to my wife, I have a new career. There's an unlimited supply of customers called students and graduates. They don't know what to do when they get out of school. They all need jobs. And I also learned that they had no idea about what a career was, because when they're in college and even in middle school today, they have career days for these kids. And the explanation of what a career is simply one's progress through life or in a particular vocation. And most kids today didn't have a clue back then that they're going to have 12 to 15 jobs during their career. So I decided that the thing I enjoyed doing was sharing what I had learned in my life with people who just got out of college with a degree but had no clue how to meet new people.
So, and if people just tuning in, we're talking with Bob Wolf. If you want to learn more about his program and the kind of things that he does, you can go to his website, hopeskills.com. That's hopeskills.com. So how does this work? Do you get brought in by high schools? Do you get brought in by parents? Do you get found by individual students or some other method? How do you do your mentoring of young people?
This has evolved over the last 21 years, Frank, and initially it was some friends of mine who were at St. John's University who heard about what I was doing to help these young graduates from colleges. And this woman at the time brought me in to speak to the student athletes at St. John's. And she said, maybe you can get them warmed up because we have a career event where companies are coming in to interview. I said, I would be happy to. And I had created content for the skills that I deal with. And I had no way of practicing and deciding whether it was valuable or not. So I went to St. John's, spoke to about 75 student athletes that were graduating, and got phenomenal response. Because what I did was I asked the students that were there, give me a written feedback about what you thought of what I said, and more importantly, how I said it. Did I relate to you well? And every one of them said, basically, we should have learned this in college. Mm. We should have learned this in high school. But they didn't.
Well, so let's talk about, I want to get in some of the specific skills that you focus on with kids. But what are high schools and colleges doing wrong? Clearly, there doesn't seem to be much of a focus on career. There doesn't seem to be much of a focus on these common sense life skills that you allude to. What could colleges, what could high schools, or maybe even junior high schools to some extent, what could they be doing differently?
They could realize that the only constant in every job, in any kind of work someone does in their life, is people. And while we're teaching STEM, and we're teaching STEAM sometimes, you know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and when they put the A in, which is smart, it's called the arts, those are the skills that they're focusing on right now in every middle school, high school, and college, especially here in the metropolitan area. The difficulty is they don't discuss what are called interpersonal skills, or the old-fashioned people skills. And while I went out and did some speaking in St. John's, and then I went to a couple of local high schools and got same feedback from high school students, I began to look up the terminology about what exactly are people skills. And I began asking professors, and I began asking students, and I never got a straight answer. So they didn't have a clue that there were five specific skills, in my opinion, which I had developed, that are you need them in everything you do in life to deal with people. Every single job requires those skills. You use them every single day, Frank. And if I said to you to define them for me, you might be able to. But what was really interesting was reading on the internet what MIT teaches to their graduates, to people who come there, these bright students intellectually who had zero interpersonal skills. And they teach a program called Charm School, Social Graces at MIT. And they talk about five of the four skills that I do. The only one they don't is selling.
So let's talk about some of the skills that you focus on. What are they? What are the interpersonal skills, the common sense skills, the career preparation skills that you impart to folks that go through your program?
Well, you and I are here because we met through a conversation with a very dear friend of mine for 35 years.
Gary Krupp, great guy.
An interesting man with every one of the skills that we'll talk about. But I decided in the beginning that there would be three skills that we all needed. This was 21 years ago. I thought there were interpersonal skills, communication skills, and presentation skills. I thought those are the three essential core skills. And I went ahead and presented those skills and developed content for them and presentations for them for about 5 years until one day I got a call from a high school on Long Island, Massapequa High School. And the woman said to me, I've heard about you, but could you come in and talk to my students about making a first impression? And I said, I don't know. I've never thought about it. So I went home, and I realized that there are five ways we make a first impression. So I went in and spoke to her students, high school students, and the feedback was unbelievable. These kids were shocked. And I did that for another 4 years, and now I had four skills. I had first impression, interpersonal communication, and presentation skills. So after 7 or 8 years of doing that, I thought to myself, why are we using these skills anyway? What are we trying to accomplish? Well, what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to sell ourselves, which is what an interview is all about. Mm. You've got to sell yourself to get an interview, and you have to sell yourself during an interview. So I then had five skills, and I added the selling skill piece at the end, and I realized this, they build on each other. Those five skills start with making a first impression, as you and I did on the phone through a mutual friend. Everything in life is connection through people. No matter what we know, no matter how much knowledge we have, if there are not people out there willing to open doors for us, to listen to us, to support us, all that knowledge doesn't do us any good. And schools aren't teaching any of the basic common sense, you used a great word, common sense skills. And so let me ask you, can you teach common sense?
I don't think so. No.
I looked it up and you can. Common sense is that which we learn in some way. We observe it. we speak about it, we listen to it. But the word learn is important. If we learn something, that means it's taught. Now, in schools, we don't teach these particular skills that I talk about. We have a thing called public speaking that we have in some schools. But what's interesting is it's not a required course. And interestingly enough, what's the number one fear in life?
Public speaking, even more so than death.
So many years ago, I was in a high school. This is probably 18 years ago. I said to the public speaking teacher, why don't you change the name of this course? He said, what do you mean change the name of the course? I said, why would you call a course the number one fear in life? He said, well, what would you call it?
Yeah.
I said, well, how about Conversation 101? I call speaking and listening to others something I do every day. Bring it interestingly into the kids so they won't come into the class and take the course. Well, obviously, we don't do that. But you also said something interesting. We now have career days in middle school in New York State. We have a career day where the kids are brought in and they're supposedly be talking to people in different careers for about 20 minutes. And I don't know whether you can pull together what you need to know about a career in 20 minutes, but most middle school kids can't find their way to the classroom, let alone do that.
Sure.
So when I'm going into schools to talk about career day, I first have to define the word career. I have to define the importance of people in their life, that you can't know enough good people in life and you don't know who they are and when you're going to meet them.
So let's say someone is listening to this, whether they're a parent, a teacher, an administrator, and they're thinking, yeah, you know, the students that I come across on a regular basis, they're lacking in all these areas. What do they then do? They reach out to you?
Well, what you would think they would do is they would probably want to speak to their school administrators, the principals or the superintendents, and say, why aren't we teaching the skills that the businesses are looking for? All businesses. And for me, I'm fortunate. I've been fortunate to work with some of the top schools in the state of New York and in the United States of America. Fortunately, there's a couple of principals who have brought me in and realized the value that their intelligent students who are all going to go to the top colleges have no common street smarts, no people skills. So I've worked very hard to get the message out there, except I'm talking to people in education who really don't care about these skills. For the simple reason is you can't test for them. See, we teach for things that we can test for today. And the skills that we're talking about, they evolve as we grow. When I was younger, I didn't have the capability to speak the way I do now.
Sure, there's no test for making a first impression.
But the teachers can model the skills, you see. When I took commercial voiceover acting lessons years ago, I listened to people who said to me my whole life in sales and marketing, Bob, you have an interesting voice. Do you do radio or TV? And I said, oh, absolutely not. Until I was fired from a job, and I said to my wife, maybe I should listen to the people who've been commenting on my voice and take some acting lessons. Well, when I did that, I learned how to speak. I thought I knew how to speak. I was a salesman. I was a sales manager, vice president of sales and marketing. But I didn't understand tone and volume and pacing and energy and correct pronunciation of words and losing So what I tried to do is communicate all this to principals and superintendents at a higher level so that they will then funnel it down through to their teachers. Unfortunately, the reception is not very good. Simply because, again, we don't teach what we can't test for. Schools aren't measured on these skills. Colleges don't require them to get in. Yet the business world, when Harvard Business Review did a study 4 years ago listing six reasons people were being laid off, and the number four reason on that list was they had very poor interpersonal skills, even described as the most brilliant people in the company, I thought to myself, what's the matter with education?
First of all, after listening to you speak, I may have to hire you to give me some speaking lessons because you are a pro's pro in terms of pronunciation, pacing, intonation, and everything else. Second, talk to our adults for a second. There are a lot of these same skills that you're trying to impart to young people that are also missing in adults. What are a couple of common mistakes that adults are making in these areas that they might be able to fix, maybe with some work, maybe with some practice, or maybe just being a little bit more self-aware?
That's a great question. And frankly, I've worked with adults who are between jobs. And with this COVID problem, there's a lot of adults and adult learners out there trying to reposition their career path. And what I say to them is, let's see, what do you do well? What do you enjoy doing? What have been your accomplishments in life? And then tell me about them. It's sad to say this to you, Frank, but a lot of these people don't know what they've done well. Mm. They don't know how to say anything about what they've done that has benefit to someone else. They never analyze themselves in that sense. So adults have the same needs that the kids do. I'm trying to make it so that when the kids become adults, they don't have this void of basic common sense skills. Those five skills I just told you, they do five things for everybody. They help you interview successfully. They help you network effectively. And by the way, people don't have an understanding of what networking is. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you walk out the door, you're networking. They help you build supportive relationships because we never succeed by ourselves. You and I are successful because people have given us a chance to prove how good we are. The fourth thing that this is help you become a productive team player. We are dependent upon the people around us to do the work that we do well. In my career with what I've done, I can name hundreds of people. And when I do that in a classroom, the students will say to me, how do you remember all those names, Bob? And I say, you never forget the names of people who've helped you in your life, ever. And then finally, they help you become, and here's the important thing, Frank, to help you become a confident leader. Because in schools today, we have leadership clubs. I've spoken to many leadership clubs in colleges and high schools. And I think it's pathetic when we tell a 6th, 7th, or 8th grader or a 9th, 10th, 11th grader, you're not in the leadership group here, but they are over there. How dare we tell a child of that age that they don't have the capability to be a leader in their life later when they grow and mature, when their brain becomes more functionally adaptable to what's going on in society and they understand what's going on? So I'm giving a message that no one I've ever talked to who has any sense of common application of what I'm talking about says, Bob, why aren't schools teaching this? And I think it's a great question. And I think if I was a parent and I had kids going to school, and by the way, we don't teach cursive either. Kids come out of school, they can't write anymore because they're not taught. And to me, I thought what I had was a phenomenal business opportunity to help a lot of people become more effective in the real world. But I'm sad to say to you that I don't get that much support from administrators and superintendents and principals.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And if people just tuning in, we're talking with Bob Wolf. You can check out his website at hopeskills.com. There's some terrific stuff on there. Finally, Bob, now with high schools, colleges, lower grade schools moving in the direction of remote learning or hybrid learning, does that exacerbate the problems that we're talking about here? Does that make problems with, say, interpersonal communication all the more noticeable and all these habits even tougher to break?
Well, not only does it make them more difficult to break, it also allows you to develop them. I've just begun doing virtual presentations using these Zoom presentations. And the way I'm speaking to you now in a studio, the two of us, no cameras, means that my tone of voice, my passion, my energy, my enthusiasm comes across to you. And it's the same way when you do a Zoom presentation or a Google Meets. And by the way, the other thing is we don't teach kids how to use a telephone. I spoke at a private school last year to young ladies. And this is a very, very well-to-do private school where these girls are all going to go to top colleges. And I was listening to some moms speaking about the fact that their daughters, who were seniors in college and in the high school, couldn't make a phone call to the college to set up the interview appointment. They wanted the mom to do it. These kids don't know how to talk on the phone. I speak on the phone the same way I do here. And when I'm smiling now, right now, you can hear that smile. And I tell these kids, when you're on the phone trying to speak to somebody to get an appointment, be personable.
It's so funny that you mentioned smiling because I've coached a lot of people informally that have been very successful in their fields, politicians, psychologists, professors. When somebody decides to give them a radio show and then they bring in me to kind of show them the ropes.
Right.
And that's one of the first things that I tell them is what a difference smiling on the radio makes.
You can hear a smile.
That's for sure.
I've been speaking with the Motor Vehicle Bureau recently. And when I get gentlemen on the phone And I am polite, I'm courteous, I'm respectful, and I say, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. And I use their name. What they'll say is, wow, nobody says that, but thank you for telling me that. So I think we need to be teaching kids not only how to deal with interpersonal skills on a face-to-face basis, but because we will get back to face-to-face again.
Bob Wolf, thank you for the time this morning.
You're welcome,
fascinating Brad. Conversation. I hope everybody checks out hopeskills.com. I think there's a lot that we could all learn in terms of the skills that that you just listed. And I'm going to have you back on the radio just to hear that velvet voice again. I mean, really. I mean, you have a set of pipes, man. If teaching people these sort of skills doesn't pan out for you, you could easily take the job of any of us that work here at this radio station because you have a set of pipes. Thank you very much.
You're Bob. Welcome.